Hey, tamskat nawa nawa gumaganak dalas waskat nitsigasun. Hey, well, I have a very special guest here today. May you introduce yourself there, Squail. Hogamawa Squail, introduce yourself.
Yeah. Elise waskahat nitsigasun.
Oh, okay. Oh, ho. Yeah. Nigawi, today, ladies and gentlemen, I have my mother here live, and I'm really excited to have her as a special guest here. And we're just going to ask her a few questions and talk to her about if she still loves my dad, Chuck. Moya, well, she asked me no personal questions, so I'm not going to ask her about my daddy. But, okay. All right, here I go. We're going to do a quick dialogue here with my mom. So, all right. So, I'm going to say, all right. Well, Nigawi, I'm so happy you're here. I'm just going to ask you a few basic questions, and we can help our listeners that are listening, that are learning Cree, this Nehiowi, when we would say, or all right, Nigawi, I'm going to ask you a basic few questions here. Okay, Tante Kitsigasun.
Elise.
Okay, Tante Otsigia.
Exage gane.
Kia pitsage how? My dad. Yo, get up, it's cool. Go ahead, Mama. I'm just trying to throw that in there. But I'm just really excited to have my mom here. Like, I'm really gifted, and I'm really thankful that, you know, I could still have this opportunity to have my mom in my life. Nigawi and Sagit and Mom, and we're really thankful. So I'm going to ask you another question. I know you had kind of told me a story, but I want to know where the name comes from, Elise. When I want to know just a quick story of that, Mom. Big square for our young listeners.
Okay. I am Anna. Kayaso kemana ya kaki hospital kaki to cecak sio kam ko aya mana ya no tawe moya u cepak na mana kak sata maga pa mai sama explain to nit nat mama wa hospital ni we ni tau kian fellas kisi kata no kispin squeezes ite te sa spin supported e gamma
so oh go ahead mom.
Oh yeah, takutnya ada kape takutnya itu siapa? Tunggu tu gaya ya. Nyangkis kau, pe takutnya pentau pinggau, pentau apa pun toma, pentau apa magawan tans fellas. Yuk sedikit sih kata. Mau itu, ini sedikit kata tu. Sipit aja sama mama experience.
So she said that her dad wanted to name her Phyllis. And wanted to know what his baby's name was, and my nogum had said no, her name is Elise, and I thought that, I mean, so she almost kind of like, I wonder where she thought of that name, maybe prior to coming to seeing him, and you know, when you were born, you know, and that's so like, these kind of stories are so amazing to listen to and to learn. But Nigawi, I know you know, we talk about this reconciliation and all of that. You know, we all have these kind of life journeys, and you know me seeing you on your life journey, healing journey. How did you retain the language, Mom? How did you continue to still have the language after all these years?
Mm-hmm. When we were growing up, our first language ever was our Cree. That's the only language I knew. When we were infants, right up until we went into a day school, everything changed from there. We were forbidden to speak our language at our day school. So that was confusing for a 6 or 7 year old child. But I continued to stay there. And there were many things that contributed, I guess, to my rebellion, to wanting to learn the borrowed language of our white brothers.
We'll just call him Wapskuyas, Mom. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Call him Wapskuyas. Yeah. White meat.
Ego hai ya. Magamana kai kiwi ya ne gamana. Kini hewa wa kakeo gamama. Yeah. That was the only thing that they knew, and that was the only thing that we spoke at home. So in a way, that was a blessing for me, because I still had my language, even though I was being taught to learn English. So over the years, when I left, I continued to speak it, because mom is still here with us. She's 88 years old, and that's the only language she knows. That's her first language. So that's how it's retained. I continued speaking with her.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And I know our language, too, comes with, you know, comes through prayer as well. And, you know, when we pray in our language, and, you know, we still talk. And like you said it right, Lord, our Nugum still here with us and blessing us every day with her presence. And we're very blessed to have her still here in our lives. And yes, the language, this Nehiowi one, is a beautiful thing to learn. And Nistumana, I call it a language journey since I really took it upon myself to start learning our language, which was about 7 years ago. And I know for myself, growing up too, I remembered that I did speak the language at one time, but did lose it as I got older. And I know for me, I wanted to, you know, to speak English because I wanted to talk with, I wanted to be cool. And but now, as I'm older now, I'm 31 and getting up in age, and Chuck Bike, yes, gets out, I'm just lying. So, I'm learning the language now as I continue, and I'm really excited about that. So, well, Nigawi, I just want to ask you one more thing. We just want to say, you know, thank you for coming on here today and, you mm-hmm. know, and coming, you know, speaking that language. We just want to ask you, what kind of encouragement do you have for our listeners that are trying to learn the language today? What kind of encouragement words can you tell them in English and Nehiowiwin?
Hagamemuk.
Hi.
Gaiwi gatspume.
What does that mean?
Gatspume.
Oh, don't. Gaiwi gatspume. Yeah. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up, because things right now, the way that it's happening, we are the baby boomers. My mom was born in 1934. I was born 1957. We were gifted with having our elders that only spoke that language to us, and we learned along the way, and that's how we communicated. And somewhere, when all of this technology came on, that took the time away from family time. So I encourage all families, spend time together, learn together as a family. And even if you start off small, how are you doing? And that's a big step. And the steps after that get easier for you as you start communicating and visiting with elders right now, the ones that we have. Like, you know, we're in our community, I think we only have about, I'd say about 20. I'd say about 20 that are over 75, if even that. So, and then there's us baby boomers, and we're following behind, and we have to play that role, and it's really going to be big footsteps to fill. Mm. So, and this is what I say to our younger generation: don't give up, keep learning, because this is going to be valuable for you in the future. This is what's going to help you and guide you. And that's all I can say right now for that.
Well, we want to say thank you, Elise, mm-hmm. for coming and sharing those beautiful words. And again, that is one thing that we like to encourage all of our listeners and our beginner speakers here on the Creek Chatter Hour, is to not give up and don't be shy when it comes to speaking the language. And we always encourage you guys to visit your elders. I think that's very important. And Dallas, do you have anything you'd like to close off with? Again, we just want to say hi to Insugus here for joining us today. It's an honor. I think this is only ever our second interview ever on the Cree Chatter Hour. And we hope you guys enjoyed this. Don't forget to stick around right after these few messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour. You stick around, it'll be our music part of the show coming right up.